China's AI superchip, America's FINRA moment, and Musk's Anthropic reversal. Good morning. It's Sunday, July 19th, 2026. I'm your morning AI brief, and today the AI world has a lot to say about who gets to write the rules and who's building the hardware to back them up. Let's start in Shanghai, where the World Artificial Intelligence Conference, WAIC 2026, opened overnight with a bang. President Xi Jinping took the stage and called on nations to reject what he called unilateral AI dominance, urging the world to treat AI development like a symphony, everyone playing together rather than one country calling the tune. And China didn't just talk. At the conference, China debuted a new domestic superchip, announced plans to provide 5,000 AI training sessions to developing nations over the next 5 years, and launched the world's first intergovernmental international AI cooperation organization. That's a significant move, an actual treaty-level body designed to coordinate AI governance across countries. Wake itself hit a new scale milestone this year. The expo floor exceeded 100,000 square meters for the first time, with over 1,100 exhibitors. China is clearly positioning open-source AI as its geopolitical calling card, wooing the global South while directly challenging U.S. export controls. Speaking of rules, Washington is having its own governance moment. Bloomberg reported last week that the Trump administration is weighing a FINRA-style oversight body for advanced AI models, essentially an industry-backed self-regulatory organization, similar to how Wall Street regulates broker-dealers. The idea is that a body modeled after the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority would vet the safety of frontier AI systems with significant industry participation. A Forbes analysis published just this morning asks the right question: is self-regulation the right model when the stakes are existential? Critics worry that a FINRA for AI could be captured by the very companies it's supposed to oversee. But the fact that the Trump White House is moving toward any structured AI safety framework, even an industry-led one, is a notable shift, worth watching closely. Now for a story that made headlines in Silicon Valley and on Wall Street. Elon Musk, who once dismissed Anthropic as a second-tier competitor, has publicly admitted he underestimated the company. In a statement circulating widely this morning, Musk acknowledged Anthropic's AI capabilities are further along than he expected. Analysts at Yahoo Finance were quick to point out the implication. Musk's surprising endorsement quietly strengthens the long-term investment case for Amazon and Alphabet, both of which have made massive bets on Anthropic. Amazon alone has committed up to $4 billion. When your most vocal skeptic flips to a grudging admission, that's a signal worth noting. On the global investment picture, a new report confirms that global AI spending is set to surpass $2.5 trillion in 2026. The biggest drivers are infrastructure, data centers, chips, power, along with enterprise software and AI-native applications. The companies at the center of that spending wave, NVIDIA, Microsoft, and OpenAI, with fast-moving challengers like Anthropic now clearly in the mix. And finally, a story about the other side of AI disruption. The New York Times ran a piece this morning on the Zone of Genius, a decades-old self-help concept that's suddenly getting new traction as workers try to figure out what only humans can do in the age of AI. It's a cultural signal worth tracking. Millions of people are actively rethinking their professional identity, and that anxiety is creating real market demand. So here's today's one idea. With China launching a 5,000-session AI training initiative for the Global South, and the U.S. wrestling with a self-regulatory framework that may not have teeth, there's a clear opening for a neutral third-party AI governance consultancy, one that helps mid-sized governments, NGOs, and multinational enterprises actually implement AI policy in the real world. Not lobbying, not compliance theater, practical governance toolkits with real accountability structures. The demand signal is loud. The supply is almost non-existent. That's your morning AI brief for July 19th, A world-scale governance battle is playing out in real time. Stay sharp, stay curious, and I'll see you tomorrow.